Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition 2081 and it was recorded on Thursday, the 3rd of October 2019. Your readers on part one this week are myself, Sophie Yeomans, and
Ian Robertson.
So hello from us. Today we have for you, as usual, news items about the city and some letters to the evening news and also some features which we hope will interest you. We do hope you enjoy listening to our weekly edition.
We'll start off with one or two major issues facing the city and the county. The county transport links make the news again as a direct train service to Stansted Airport is announced at the same time as a blueprint for future development is to be unveiled in the Greater Norwich Local Plan. First, however, we'll hear of a huge expansion of facilities at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital. The county's biggest hospital is in line to get even bigger after the green light was given to a £14 million expansion project. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital has been granted permission to build a new three-storey ward extension, which will create 70 new beds for patients and relieve continued strain on its facilities. The project will be the first time in two decades that the hospital has expanded in size and comes as it experiences growing demand for its services, particularly in its accident and emergency department. The innovative design, which has been given the go-ahead by South Norfolk Council, will see much of the construction work carried out largely off-site, before being lifted by crane onto the existing hospital building. The extension will be situated between the hospital's two acute medical unit wards, providing extra space for this department, which will also help alleviate pressure on the emergency department. With the ground already broken on the project, it is hoped the first two floors of the ward will be open to patients in January 2020, with the third floor opening slightly later. The expansion is the first phase of a large-scale growth plan proposed for the hospital to help staff cope with the influx of patients.
Rail passengers across the region will soon be able to travel on longer trains and a new direct service to Stansted. Improvements on the Fen line between King's Lynn and Cambridge, which will allow longer trains to run, will begin. Platforms at Littleport and Waterbeach are being extended and a new siding built in King's Lynn to accommodate longer services. Elsewhere, Greater Anglia said a new direct service between Norwich and Stansted Airport would be launched on December the 15th, giving people in the city a direct rail link to the airport for the first time. Seven services will operate in each direction Mondays to Fridays, with 15 on Saturdays and 13 on Sundays. Trains will also run hourly on Sundays between Ipswich and Cambridge, Ipswich and Lowestoft, and Norwich and Lowestoft.
People will have to wait longer to get a say on where thousands of homes could potentially be built in and around Norwich, because a key publication blueprint has been put on hold. Public consultation over the draft version of the Greater Norwich Local Plan, a blueprint which would outline where homes and jobs could be created in Norwich, Broadland and South Norfolk, had been due to start next month. But councillors have deemed that the document is not good enough to be shared with the public yet and have ordered officers to do further work. Officers have been given until January to make changes to the document before it is presented to the public to have their say, including over where homes should be built. There have been significant differences between the councils over the best way forward for such proposals, much of which has hinged on the spread of the homes across the area.
People in Norfolk look likely to see the share of council tax they pay to the county council go up by nearly 4% next year, at a time when millions more cuts will be made. Norfolk County Council has revealed it is looking at a further £15.5 million of savings in 2020 and 2021, on top of the £31.1 million of savings already agreed. Council leaders, unveiling their budget plans ahead of consultation, said they were taking prudent measures to meet pressures and balance the books. But taxpayers will have to shoulder some of that, with County Hall's budgeting predicated on a 3.99% council tax increase. Despite this month's announcements by the Chancellor of extra government cash, the council says that one-off money does not plug the gap or allow longer-term planning. Andrew Jamieson, Cabinet Member for Finance, said, "While I welcome additional government money, including a predicted £17 million grant for children's and adult social care, it's still not enough to meet our spending needs. After nearly a decade of making savings, we still face rising demand for services and continued uncertainty over future funding. That's why I'm proposing a series of prudent measures to balance the books."
The A140 Long Stratton Bypass has been awarded £500,000 to help move the long gestating scheme to the point where it can get government cash for it to be built. But Norfolk faces a wait to discover if the pressure to get more of the A47 duelled has paid off, with further announcements on how the £25.3 billion will be invested in roads between 2020 and 2025, not expected until later this year. While some schemes, such as the widening of the A12 from Lowestoft to London, have been earmarked for funding, there has been no announcement of cash for the A47 at this stage. However, the Long Stratton Bypass has moved nearer after it was awarded £500,000 to build up the business case to secure more money.